Here we are on the threshold of Chag HaChanukah Ba'aleinu L'Tova. And we know it's something special. Yes, it's a Yontif Durabanan, but it's Yontif wherein we like the name of Chanukah, the Heilige Ramam. It's a mitzvah Chavivihi Ad Ma'od in the Pashas Advarim. It's Medivrei Seifer Machosh V'Yontif Durabanan, one that we focus on Torah Shvapeh, as the Shlo Azmarich and his Perish Amasech as Tomin, Chanukah and Purim. And of course, the Tzara Shova that we have a member of Shokhar Tova Mishli and Parsha Tess, Yalkut Shimoni and Megillus Esther, Perak Tess Posik Chav Ches, and the Ramam and Uchus Megillah, Perak Beis Alochi Yed Ches, based on the Yushami Megillah. That Vizirchum La Yosem Yizoram, even though Lasalova Kola Moedim Yuba Talim, Chutz Mi Purim. Purim will not be Boto Lasalova, but it's not just Purim, even though we have these Marmakomas and we have a Ramam telling us that the Megillus Esther will likewise never be Botel. But we have a fascinating Aterasakanim, and the Aterasakanim is writing in Simitof Reish Ayin Vav and Uchas Chanako, and he has the Girsa Ala Osalova Kola Moedim Yuba Talim Chutz Mi Chanako. The Purim, and he's not the only one. The brother of the Marami Prague, Rav Chaim Lowy, and his Sefer Chaim Chelek Parnas v'Chakola Chelek Gimel Paragimel. He also has the Nusach Chanukah and Purim, as does the Beis Yosef in his Magid Meishorim. Conversations with the Malach, with the Magid, in Parshas Vayakel. The Gereb has a letter. We have many who have the Nusach, not just Purim and Chanukah as well. This is a Yontif that's Lemaila Menateva, a Yontif that will be around forever. And therefore, we have so much to thank the Eibishter for. And even though Purim and Chanukah, all those Yomim Tovim are abundance, and even though they're both going to be around forever, Purim, of course, has its milus, and Chanukah is the one, Shams Chafala from the base that they were Koveya. For what primary purpose? The Kavu Shmonos Yemei Chanukah Eilu Lehodos Ulehalel. The Halel Ubehodot is the Rambam's Loshenuchas Chanukah. Beginning of Paragimel, we're talking about days of Halel and Odos. If we're going to focus on Alanisit, granted we'll say in Alanisim Purim time, but Purim's going to be much shorter. The Arichas Advarim, Alanisim is going to be Chanukah, and it makes sense. They were Koveya these days after all to be days of Halav Eldah, Givaldic, a miracle. And as many Mepharshim pick up on, we don't really encounter the Nes of the Pachshemet in the context of our Alanisim. The focus is clearly on the Mechoma. It's all about Atabarach HaMecha Rabbah Matal HaBeis Tzarosah Rav Tez Rivam Datas Dinam Nakantas Enigmosom Masati Kiborim Miyar Chalosh Rabbah Miyar Matam. The whole miracle is revolving around what the Mechoma. Ah, Heliko Neus V'chatzos Kachecha. That's not the lighting of the Menorah inside Ayyadeh the Nes of the Pachshem, and that's the Gemara Shamas Chafalav HaMerbeis, as the Maral is Masbir in his classic in their mitzvah. The Iker Mochama, the Iker Nes was the Mochama on the battlefield, but since people oftentimes dismiss it as mere coincidence or do attribute it to military tactic and strategy, Kamash Malon comes the Ebershah with the Nes that Kuli Yamamodi is Lamaila Menatzeva, the Nes of the Pachshem, enlightening way beyond its capability, and that's Lamaila Menatzeva, that Shemin, that Shemini, that Shemin Hamishcha, the oil of anointing, that is Lamaila Menatzeva. The world is dominated by the number 7, 8, oil, Shemen, as Tzafa Gabi Mayim floats atop the water, Shemen, Shmini, Shmena, that's all going beyond the Gvul, that's Lamayim Manatzeva, 8 days of Chanukah, the heroes occupying center stage, Chashmona Im, Ches Time Shmona, this is a time of Lamayim Manatzeva, so we need the Nes that Kuli Yamamodi, everyone would readily admit, is something that Be'etzem Lamayim Manatzeva, to be the Giloy Milsa, that even the Nes on the battlefield was Kulu Lamayim Manatzeva, it doesn't make sense, Rabbi Miyan Ma'atim, it's all the Yebishter, Ein Lono Amila Hishoyin, Ela Avinu Shishamayim, and it's Mama So No Gaya nowadays, Ela Varecha Vela Basusim, Hanachna Mashem Hashem Okeno Naskir. That's the only way we emerge victorious from our Muhammad. It's all the Yebishter, whether it's 48, 67, Yom Kippur War, whether it's the Intifadis, whether it's right here and now, it's all in the end of the day. Thanking the Eibishter for getting us out of the Mechama. So we might highlight Chanukah, and of course the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Chanukah HaBayis. We might talk about the Nes of the Pachshema, but as Alah Nisa makes quite clear, the main focus is the idea that we were Chanu B'Chafei, Chanu Me'ayvehem, B'Chafei, we emerged victorious on the battlefield. So much to thank Hashem for. And thus we begin Alah Nisa. Alah Nisa V'Yal Purkin V'Yal Givuris V'Yal Teshuas Givaldik. We thank Hashem for the Nisim in the flow. The pork and the redemption, the gevura that was displayed by the Almighty, and the tshua, the Yeshua, the salvation, the Alam Hamas, and the wars. Who's thinking they wish to for the wars? We don't want the wars. And if you want to tell me it means rescuing us from the wars, then begin the Chayru with the wars. We thank Hashem for the Muhammad. And then for the Nisim, Purkin, Gavurus, and Chuas, that got us out of the Muhammad. Azoi Frekt of Yitzhak Isaac, Sher, Roshivis, Labor, Kaleket, Sichas Musar, the Chayru makes no sense. Clearly, the Achik and Isagadola giving us this terminology, when we talk about Ala Nisim, clearly the focus is what? We're thanking Hashem for miracles, for the redemption, for the Gvuras, the Chuas. And yes, independently, it's not out of order. The Hadgosha is we thank Hashem for the wars as well. Friend of Yitzhak Isaac Sher, why are we thanking Hashem for the wars? And the answer is to touch on something that he notes, something that to a Shul Alter as well, and Avraham Dedesh and a number of other Sfarim. Yes, the Pashup Shot is we're thanking Hashem not just for the victory, but we go back and clearly so perfectly positioned on the list that only when we have the Yeshua and we experience the Yeshua and the Purkin and the Nisim, the Gurus, can we look back Lamafreya retroactively and see how the Muhammad was beneficial as well. How you can have so many fights internally over judicial reform. You could have Yidden not getting along. You could have civil war on the verge of breaking out. And in one day of a crazy, insane, horrific massacre, Hashem can give us a wake-up call. What really matters in life, reprioritizing how we're all an Am Echad Mikam Chayisol Gayecha Ba'aretz. Yes, sometimes even in war, even in the heels of tragedy, we finally wake up, we reprioritize what's truly important in life, what family matters. We might be the smallest nation, but we're the largest family. We're one Mishpacha, we are Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Acheinu Beis Yisrael. We're all together, and sometimes we need Lo Aleinu Rachmona Litzlan Mechama to wake us up and to stir us, to finally put anti-Semitism and its place, to recognize that we're the Am HaNivchar, we're the Am HaSegula, Sinai Yarda Sina Liolam, Chorev Yarda Chor Liolam, the Goyim recognize that we have the Torah, we are the chosen nation, the chosen people, the Am HaNivchar, the Am HaSegula. They know it, they sense it, they realize it. Comes clear to us like never before in the heels of a Macham. But how does it all end? Avad, it all ends with Siyata Nishmaya, ultimately the Tov. I mentioned on Shabbos, and I'd like to repeat it, this has got to get on tape because it came not from me, it came from an Israeli secular cab driver. And I think it connects quite well to the idea we're here to present with Siyata Nishmaya, and that is, I heard this past Wednesday morning from someone who had a close Haredi friend, visited Eretz Yisrael recently, got into the back of a cab being driven by one of your classic Israeli secular cab drivers, jeans, sneakers, t-shirt, no kippah l'rosh, no yarmulke, little earring, a big pack of Marlboro cigarettes, right there in the back, and here's the secular Israeli cab driver and his friend, the Haredi gets into the back seat, and the first thing the secular cab driver says this, "Nu ata Haredi?" He's thinking, "Arvei, it's already after October 7th. This is what I got to deal with. Haredi, Chiloni, Dati, not Dati. He's already starting up with me. I thought we're getting along. I thought it's family. I thought we're all espousing that picture. Ah, the chassid hugging the soldier. That's it. I thought in the end they were putting this machlekes to rest. He's nervous. Should he answer yes?" He says, "I'm not going to lie. Kein ani Haredi." He says, "Tell me, you daven every day?" He says, "Yes, yes, betach. Ani bebala b'choyom." He says, "As betach atam b'lal tefilat aleinu, nachon?" Of course, you say aleinu. He says, "Avada." Says to the Haredi Yeshiva Bacher, says, "I have a question for you. You say Aleinu every single day, right?" He says, "What do you mean in Aleinu when you say Shehem Ishtachim Lehev Avarik Have Umispalim El El Lo Yeshia? They the Goyim, they bail down to Hevel Rik, to vain, vanity, nothingness, emptiness. Why the somewhat synonymous words, the Shemesh and the Dafim? Why Lehev Avarik? I just say they bow down to an El Lo Yeshia, to a God that's not going to save them. Why do you have to add Lehev Avarik?" The Haredi guy in the back says, "I have no idea. I never thought about it." The secular Israeli cab driver says, "I'm going to tell you the answer." As Haredi's like, "It's Kedai that I came to Israel just for this. I got a secular guy without a kippah. We're not getting into the Shaila Divrei Torah without a yarmulke on the head. That's a whole separate deal. And Lamaisi, he's got a secular cab driver. He's got, and he's about to tell him a geshmak of arts. He says, "You know what we mean when we say Level Barik?" He says, "Hevel is Rosh Hitavis, an acronym, Hey Beis Lamed. What's Hey? We're talking about Islam. The Muslims, Hey, they pray to the God of Abraham, they play five times a day. Base, they have two main ids, they have two main holidays throughout the course of the year. Lama, they have the 30 days of Ramadan. So when we say Lehevil, those are the Goyim that are bowing down to Hevel. You know what's vain? Islam. Hey, they pray five times a day too. They have two major holidays annually. And Lama, they have the 30 days of Ramadan. Varik, now we turn our sights in the Christian world. Varik, Gematria 316, equaling exactly Gematria Yesho. Yoshka, Jesus is what Yoshka is. Yesho, Yud Shin Vav, Gematria 316, Rosh Hatavius, Yamach Shemo Vizichro. And Apikorus, we call them a min, right? The Chido, Minbar Kedemus, min, Rosh Hatavius, an acronym, Ma'amine Yesho Hanotzri. So Yesho, Yamach Shemo Vizichro, Yesho, Yud Shin Vav, Gematria 316, Varik, Gematria 316. Hey, Mishtachim, Levarik, the Goyim of the world, side the Muslims, side the Christians. The Muslims, they're bowing down and worshipping the world of Hevel, emptiness, nothingness, Gornish and Magornish, and the Christians, they are bowing down to Varik, Yesho, Yesho, Anotri. That's it, in the end of the day, nothing. They're an Elo, Yoshio, they will not go in and save them. Yes, the God of Abraham, but it's totally distorted and misused and abused, but Anachna Korum, Mishtachim, today, Mishtachim. In the end of the day, the Christians and the Muslims giving us all the pogroms and the crusades from the Christians and the Holocaust and the sins of Amalek from Esav, Al-Kharb, Chatichya, and all the horrific nature that we're getting from Islam, that we're getting from Rachmon al-Itzlan, the Muslims, Perkin Loza, Peraklamet, and of course the Arichis in Rav Chaim Ital, Eitz Adas, and Tilim Kuf Chav Ches, and Rabbeinu Machai in Karakemach, and so many others, Rav Shaya, Matrani, the Tosis Rid, the Ibn Ezra, Perek Zayin, and Sefer Daniel, the last Golos is going to be Golos Shmuel, and based on the Zohar HaKadosh, it's going to be, Daf Yud Zayin, and Manal, Chelikal, it's going to be the worst of them all. So we have the atrocities and the massacres, the Holocaust, pogroms, crusades, I&A, Christians, and the Muslims. They're going to be driving us crazy throughout history. So Abai said, let's go to a Gemara in the end of Brachos, and Dal, and Manal. And the Gemara cites the Posuk HaYadua, and Parsus Chukas. Let's go to a Menachem and a Mishklov that we quoted in the past. Esvoi Besufa. The Gemara cites a Braisa Tana. Esvoi Besufa Shnei Mitzurim Hayu. We have two lepers. And they are what? Walking in back of Klai. So who are these two lepers? Right? So Menachem and Mishklov. Their names are Gematria Esvoi. Who's going to be Besufa? Who's going to be Besufa? And Achrus Ayamim driving us crazy? Es Gematria 401. Vahiv. Gematria 13, what do we have? Esvoi, 401 and 13 is 414, equaling exactly Gematria, Yesho and Muhammad, Yoshka and Muhammad, Christians and Muslims, Esvoi, Besufa, Esvoi, at the end, they're two lepers, they're two disgusting nations, and they're driving us crazy, Besufa, Nachr, Sayyamim, but what's going to happen at the end? Esvoi, Osios, Fia, Hafta, Hafta, Shemel, Kecha, Nevesh is going to show us you love him, he will love you, that's Esvoi, Besufa, but Rabbi say it's a pellet. The same pasuk as Vayi Besufa is also darshaned elsewhere in Shas. First parak in Kedushin. Let's go quickly to Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Gemara there darshans the very same pasuk, but here it's what Amrachia Baraba Filu Haavu Benoa Rabba Tamina Shoskim Atorah B'Sharechad Nasim Oivim Zetzet. They are mamish fighting the mass of a mountain, the Machavta Shatira, father and son, brothers, Rebbeim and Tamidim, and they don't move at Shenasim Oivim Zetzet. They're fighting it out over the Rashi, the Taisus, the Ktsais, the Nesivis. But in the end, Shenamar Esvai Besufa Atagi Besufa Ela Besufa Zabdashi. At the end, yes, it might be a Macham. But are you they say for Alva Yesh Besaifa Nasim Ovim Zelazer? Rabbi, so what's going on? Is the Pasuk talking about Tumitzorai? Is it talking about fighting and learning? The Teretz is it's Mohammed. There are different types of Mohammed, the Fianiest Aiti. And sometimes there'll be Mohammed Aiti, the Christians. And sometimes there'll be Mohammed Aiti, the Muslims. And sometimes the Havda will have Mohammed Aiti. Tamina Chachomim, Marbim Shulam, Yolam, Zak, the famous Sam Sefer. Why Tamina Chachomim? Because there's a measure of Machlaikas that has to be in the world. But if Tamei Nechom take all the Kayach HaMachlaikas and they put it into their learning, that's a key of HaMachlaikas. We won't need all the Machlaikasim. You know why enemies attack from the outside? Because we don't have sufficient Machlaikasim over the Rashi, the Taisus, the Gemara, the Ktsais, the Kivagar, the Mashal, the Pnei Yeshua, the Chule. Tamei Nechom, Marbim, Sholem, Yom, Zat, the Sam Sefer. If we have a key of an actualization of Machlaikas in the Lima, the realm of Torah learning, then we won't need the other Machlaikasim. And in the end of the day, what's the Tzara? Shove the Poshit. It starts over Machlaikas. And sometimes the machlokes are physical wars coming from the Christians or from the Muslims. And sometimes la havda afiyados are coming from internal wars in Tochlimut. But in the end, what do we have to know? We do our best. We have to keep loving neighbors to b'chol l'babcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol me'odecha. And acharei k'chol sekol b'sof. What's it going to be? It's going to be esvai b'sof. It's going to be v'hafta. It's going to be loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all going to end well. Yes, in our Allah Nisim, we don't just thank the neighbors for the Nisim and the flaws and the pork and the Yeshua. We thank Hashem for the Mechumas as they wake us up. They wake us us up to reality, to the Matzias Amitas, to reprioritize, to set our sights on what's really important in life, and that is family, and that is Yiddishkeit, and that's Torah Mitzvahs, and Baruch Hashem. Look at what's happening. Look at this massive, massive revolution, the hot deal. People now taking on tzitzis, tefillin, and mezuzahs. We can't even make them fast enough. And people taking on Shabbos and afrosh haschal and lukas and eris and mezuzah. And the list goes on and on. Rabbi Isa, yes, Allah nisim, here comes Chanukah. Kavu shemonisim echanukah, ilu lahodisul halil. Let's thank the Eibishtor forever. But not only for the Yeshuas, even for the Mechamas. We thank Hashem for the wars, for giving us that wake-up call, setting our sights and perspective on the right path. Shvi zaycha to that kiyum of Yahavta, and end all wars once and for all from Mashiach Tzidkenu. Hey, Rav Yameinu, amen, amen.